Hi, I'm Madonna Guy, and you're watching the Natural Alternative Podcast. I'm going to talk you through some of the supplements that I've been using. I'm a naturopath kinesiologist, have been for over 27 years. And when this whole shenanigan started 2.5 years ago, it sort of felt, because I was watching a lot of the earlier trials, that actually I didn't know what this novel coronavirus was going to do to humans. So I was, like everyone else, a bit worried about it and did everything I was supposed to do, wore my gloves and wore my masks and everything, until I realized that there was some other shenanigans going on in the background. I started seeing patents, and I started seeing the 20-year history of how they've been manipulating this virus. So when all the information started coming out of Wuhan with, you know, Fauci and Gates and all that, I was not surprised. However, supplements. So what I want to do is go through some of the major supplements that I've been using for the last, 2 years to help people both with the virus as well as with the post-vaccine damage and to get their energy back up and running, because it is just, it's a minefield out there, and a lot of naturopaths are not paying attention to the science. So I really feel for them. They're going to get stuck. They're going to get stuck when they've got people coming to them and loved ones who need their help, and they're not going to know what's going on. So you've really got to pay attention. So I've just got a whole bunch of supplements here that I'm going to talk through and, you know, different brands and all sorts of things. So one of my favorite things that I've been using for a long time is zeolite. So zeolite is, you've got to get a brand that gets heated to 700 degrees Celsius. If it doesn't, then it has not had the toxins released. So here in Australia, we've got lots of zeolites. They haven't been heated properly. They're great for baths. They're great for foot baths. If you took a small amount in supplements, maybe, but what zeolite does in nature is sops up toxins. So when you're having a zeolite that hasn't been cleansed properly, you're actually putting toxins in your body. It's the last thing we need at the moment. Now, what my belief is and my understanding, that's going to help with all the stuff like graphene oxide, you know, so the heavy metals and things like that's where it's been known to help for a long time. I've been using zeolite products for about 15 years or more. So I'll put a little thingamajig down the bottom where you can get a hold of those. I think they're brilliant, and I do stock some in the clinic. I just had a look. I've ordered 2 lots this year. They are not arriving in Australia. So I am failing to get them on my, in my clinic, but I do have other ones that are practitioner grade, like Toxiprevent and things like that. So I do have other brands as well. So there's some that I trust, some that I don't trust. And for my clients in the clinic, as a kinesiologist, I would always muscle test to see which ones. There's also broccoli extract products. So from the Metagenics perspective, things like Sulfura Clear, Aria has a product called Sulfura. There's another one called EnduraCell. So there's a lot of these EnduraCellers by Dr. Christine Houghton, who I interviewed a couple of weeks ago, and I uploaded her interview. So, but Brock Shots, you know, it's one of my favorites. Always have them stocked up in the clinic. Now, the thing about sulfurophane products is that they help to switch on your genes to help you detox. So if you're having a really fuzzy day, because you've just had your first, second, or third shot, or you're post-COVID and you're feeling exhausted and you're just not getting on top of things. Like, I had a client the other day that she just muscle tested up having 3 of them immediately. So, you know, that's a hefty dose of sulfurophane, but it basically, you need to switch on your ability for your genes to actually get rid of these toxins. Otherwise, you're just going to be holding them in your body. We've got to drink plenty of purified water, pure, pure, pure. Do not drink water out of the tap, or you're just adding more fluoride and chlorine into your body. It's more toxins you then have to release. So Brock Shots, Sulfura Clear, Sulfura, EnduraCell, those types of products are all great for helping to flip on your genes. And if you're feeling exhausted, you can't overdose on them. If you've actually caused damage to your heart, damage to your brain, damage to your eyes after these jabs, once you've detoxed, then you need something like, well, this is one possibility, things like Stem Enhance Ultra. So this increases stem cell production. I'll put a little doodad down the bottom. So stem cells, if you basically, when our bodies get really inflamed and toxic, we stop releasing stem cells. So our body can't keep up with the amount of inflammation going on. So these ones you can buy wholesale from, I'll put the little doodad down the bottom. These ones you can buy wholesale in a 3-pack from New Zealand. So I'll put that connection. You can buy them wholesale, I mean, retail from me, of course, as well. Things like fish oils. Once again, you've got to get purified ones. If you don't get purified fish oils, you're getting lots of the toxins that are in our environment in the ocean. So you've got to get purified ones. So the EPA and DHA in fish oils are actually anti-inflammatory. So if you're feeling toxic and inflamed and sore, that's the sort of thing that can help. Now, the EPA is eicosapentaenoic acid. It's at 2,000 milligrams a day. Now, you can't just say, oh, I've got a 1,500 milligram fish oil. You've got to actually have a look at how much EPA is in there and how much DHA is in there. The EPA, if you're inflamed, you need a minimum of 2,000 milligrams. Now, a lot of people bring in their capsules and they say, oh, yeah, I've got a tub of 500 for $25 from the rim. They're not going to be good. They're not going to be good. Then when you have a look, they might have 100 or 200 milligrams of EPA. So you've got to have 20 capsules a day. That's stupid. So you've really got to look at these things, the DHA. And, of course, the companies know that. They know that people don't know how to choose this. The companies are being deceitful. You know, they're being deceitful. The DHA is regeneration for the brain. So it's good for the eyes. So thinking about the blindness from the last video, DHA is great for the eyes, and it's also good for the brain tissue. So if you've got, say, a child with, say, autism, the EPA is great for the inflammation in their brain, because we can't have depression and anxiety and stress and trauma and Tourette's without our brains being inflamed. So we need to calm that inflammation down. So EPA and DHA. But both of them, you need about that 2,000 milligrams a day in order to get a therapeutic dose for your brain with the DHA or inflammation with the EPA. Oh, gosh, one of the favorites since the old jibbity jabs is NAC, N-acetylcysteine. You know, you can get it in powders and capsules. The governments around the world are trying to minimize the amount that we can get. So there's been a few times in the last 2 years we have not been able to get it for months. So every time it's available, actually, I am running out. Every time it's available, I try to stock up on it because I've gone through lots of it. So N-acetylcysteine, it's for the mucus. It's for that congestion. It's for... it's a good antioxidant. It's a precursor to good old glutathione. So if you get your liver tests and your liver enzymes are quite high and it's a sign that your liver is dying, things like NAC and glutathione are really beneficial. If you feel too dry, if your nose starts bleeding, you probably had too much NAC. So go on to glutathione. NAC is a mucolytic. It shuts down mucus production in your body, but because it's a good antioxidant and it's great for the immune system, it helps to boost your immune system, and therefore your immune system doesn't need to create as much mucus to protect you from toxins. So if you're feeling mucusy, N-acetylcysteine. If your liver's really struggling, glutathione. Oh, gosh, the hearts. Okay, so people's hearts, it's breaking my heart. It's breaking my heart, you know, what people are going through at the moment. So really good supplements are like Fibroplex, you know, so magnesium, really good for the heart. Coenzyme Q10, sorry, I forgot to get that one down. Coenzyme Q10 is crucial for your mitochondria. If you are not making enough energy, your mitochondria has been damaged. When I'm doing my bioresonance in the clinic, I'm finding a lot of vaccine toxins in the mitochondria. So it seems to be where it settles. And if the vaccine toxins are stuck in that mitochondria, whether it's from these jabs or normal yearly flu jabs, or whether or not it's from when we were a kid, you know, or whether it's from the shedding, being around other people, we've got to get those vaccine toxins out of our mitochondria. Things like zeolite get into your mitochondria and help to cleanse them out. Things like the Brock shots or the Enduracell, the sulfurophane products, make sure you're eating at least 600 grams of fresh fruit and vegetables a day, more veggies and fruits, so that you can, you know, just keep those enzymes functioning. Once again, you know, Dr. Christine Howden, we were talking about nutrigenomics and the way that food really affects our cells. So really great interview with her on my podcast. Vitamin D, D. You can't go. Sorry, I'll get back to the heart in a sec. You've got to make sure you know what your blood levels are of vitamin D. If we are being told by governments everywhere that we have zero ability to, you know, fight this virus, what a load of crap. I have one of my clients she's such a sensitive canary. So she gets everything going around. We've got her vitamin D levels really high. So I think here in Australia, anything over 50 is considered okay. We've got hers up over 200. Her hubby got sick. He was sick. She did not feel anything. So get your vitamin D levels high. There's been so many studies that show when your D's high, you hardly know you've got coronavirus. If it's low, you're going to die. You know, and there's a slippery slope. So get your vitamin D. It does not have to be expensive to look after your health when it comes to antiviral stuff. Back to the heart. So magnesium, coenzyme Q10, and then there's things like CardioS. That's from the same brand as the EnduraCell, which is to do with the sulforaphane products. But there's lots of cardiac formulas that, you know, if you're feeling your heart, if you're feeling your, you know, you're feeling that, because it's sort of like the sac gets inflamed and it feels like it's pushing out of the chest. There's not a lot of spare room in here. So by the time our organs are inflamed, feels like there's a jolly elephant sitting on our chests. Stop it. So we need to calm things down. You know, we need to do the detoxing. We need to do the detoxing, and then we need to do the regeneration of the organs. And just quickly with one of my, the Stem Enhance, there was a lady in Perth going back, this is probably 10 years ago now, and I don't think the Stem Enhance was as strong as it is now. But basically she was expected to die within months. She'd had a bunch of heart attacks, and there was so much scar tissue in her heart that her doctors pretty much said, oh, you know, come back in 3 months, but really didn't expect her to come back. Now, this is a cardiologist who now sells Stem Enhance because he just saw miraculous results. But because every time you're taking two capsules, you're releasing somewhere between 4 and 12 million stem cells out into your bloodstream. They're drawn to the area in the body with the most inflammation. And it's not quite like that. Once again, Linda Hoggard, there's an interview on my The Natural Alternative with Linda Hoggard. She's brilliant when it comes to Stem Enhance. So go check that one out if you're interested. She's also amazing when it comes to glutathione and antioxidants. She's just got this whole next level of knowledge. But so basically this cheeky babe, she figured, well, I'm going to die anyway, the cheeky babe from Perth. I'm going to die anyway. I might as well, you know, go out with a bang. So she started taking 12 of these a day. Yep, cost her an absolute trolley. So she's taking 12 a day. She went back to the hospital to the cardiologist in 3 months. He was surprised to see her and sort of said, oh, what you been doing? She said, oh, you know, I've been taking these things. And he said, oh, well, I'll see you in another 3 months. So he wasn't expecting her to see her in another 3 months. So back she came. And anyway, finally thought, maybe I need to do another scan of her heart. I think it was maybe 9 months into her taking 12 a day, there was no scar tissue left in her heart. So if you give the body the right nutrition and the right, you know, and it's been 2.5 years of anti-natural therapies. It's such BS because this shit works. This shit works. Yes, it costs you money, but, you know, if you're going to end up on a bloody in a wheelchair or dead from a heart attack, what cost is your health? I don't care where you get supplements from. Buy them from frickin' iHerb for all I care. I don't care. But, you know, if I can help you out with anything, that's great too. Quercetin is like a natural, and it's not as strong, but it's a natural version of hydroxychloroquine. It works in a similar way. And zinc, you need things like quercetin allow the zinc into the cells. So, you know, all the doctors out there talking about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and how they kill coronavirus in its tracks. You've still got to have zinc in your body. So if you don't, in here in Australia, we can't get these damn drugs. So, but here in Australia, we can get quercetin and we can get zinc. So if you get the pair of them into your body, just having a look if this one's got zinc in it. No, it doesn't. But a lot of quercetin products, you know, they'll sort of be in combo, but then you go and grab yourself a zinc and you've got to get a good zinc. If you take a zinc sulfate, you're going to feel sick and nauseous all the time, and then you don't want to go back, and then you'll, you know, say natural therapies don't work, which annoys me as well, because if you're getting a poor source, then that's not the therapy's fault, is it? So anyway, so quercetin's like a cheap version of hydroxychloroquine. No, it's not cheap. Sorry, it's much more expensive than it's a weak version of hydroxychloroquine. Hydroxychloroquine gets that zinc into the cells. The studies are phenomenal. I'm reading The Real Dr. Anthony Fauci at the moment, written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And vitamin C. So these are probably the ones that I just go through all the time. of course, zinc as well, you know, so I should have had them here on my little list as well. So zinc. So Annette, all of these comes in powders and tablets and all sorts of bits and bobs. But, you know, if you get a combo going, and there's lots of good antioxidant combos that have got a bit of A and D and zinc and C in them. Sometimes, you know, they'll have like three of them and you've got to get an extra one, or, you know, or this month, if your budget's weak, you sort of do this one and go for a good, and then get something else next month. But the thing I love about vitamin C is that it helps to cleanse both the blood, the lymph, and the fat tissue. So it's amazing because it doesn't just stay in one area of your body. It can actually start to cleanse many areas of your body. So then it's to do with the dose as to how beneficial it is. What we know about the jabs is, you know, initially here in Australia, we were told, you know, it stays in your deltoid. That was always a lie. But they know now that 75% of it is out in your lymphatic system within 24 to 48 hours, and then it starts spreading through the tissues of the body. So it feels like it's your weaker tissues that are being invaded. But also, there's a really good video with Dr. Michael Yeadon and Rainer Fulmisch, the lawyer who did the Nuremberg 2 trials, and his testimony. He talks about the fact, because he worked at Pfizer for like 15 years or 20 years or something, and basically Dr. Michael Yeadon, that is, and he said there's no way that you can have from zero side effects per batch to 880 side effects per batch. It just doesn't work like that unless that's deliberate, because in normal manufacturing, there wouldn't be that level of differentiation. So when he looked at the different batches, I think it was there were four distinct AstraZenecas, six distinct Modernas, and 33 distinct Pfizers. So it feels like there is manipulation going on, you know, so they're playing around with different doses of all sorts of things. So who knows what we've all got? Not that I've had it, but who knows, you know. It's just one of those things where it's just bloody luck as to how people have coped. And I know most people are, but, you know, and that's a good thing. And I just hope that continues down the track, because the numbers just are not, they're not showing that the third, fourth, fifth are being any more useful than the first and second, which they've said, you know, give about a 4% efficacy. So, okay, so there's some of my favourite supplements that I've been using, lots and lots and lots of. Let me just have a quick quiz. Oh, yeah, so if your liver's struggling, things like some Mary's Thistle and liver and Shisandra. Gut issues. Oh, yeah, probiotics. Probiotics can be really beneficial, because a lot of the vaccine toxins, the better your dose of good bacteria, the more your body can actually eliminate toxins. Make sure you're drinking plenty of purified water, like I said. CoQ10. Oh, if you're exhausted, activated B vitamins, because I'm finding with my bioresonance, some people are flipping their MTHFR gene on. So, and once that flips, you sort of need your activated B6, B9, B12 to keep things flowing along. Oh, vitamin A. If you've got lung issues, lung and mucous membrane problems, then vitamin A, you know, so because it's really specific for that. So here in Australia, the maximum we can get per capsule is about 10,000. Going back about 20 years ago, we used to get 25,000 international units. Now the maximum's 10. So sometimes people need like six a day of those if the lungs are playing up, if the sinuses are playing up. So they're my favourites. I hope that's been helpful. Leave your notes leave your notes below and share and subscribe. Talk to you soon. Have a great day.